Everyone this morning. Thank you so much for the children's message. Sister Aline, God bless you for that. Wonderful. And also, Sister Jean, thank you for their 13th Sabbath with their children. Wonderful message. Parents, the children are the future of the church. Bring them to church. This year, he's been a long year. I'm not going to stand up here and ask everyone, how did it go? But guess what? I'm glad because you are here this morning. That means God has been with you throughout the year. And as somebody said in about a few hours, we're going to be in the year 2023. How many people who are the first time here today? If you can raise your hand. This is your first time to this church. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. I also like to extend more great welcome to Jason, JD, and Dorcas, coming all the way from Tanzania. Kunduchi Seventh-day Adventist Church. Why am I picking up on them? Because I'm sure you already know, around the world, some people are already in 2023. And back in Tanzania, 2023 is already there. But here in Southern California, we still have some few hours to go. And also today, the last Sabbath of the year. God is wonderful. Thank you so, so much. I have a question before I continue my message this morning. I want to raise your hand, anybody who is 16 and above. Raise your hand where you are. Raise 16 and above. Okay? Very well. Now, anybody who is 16 but less than 20, can you raise your hand? I want to see you. I know why I'm asking this. Thank you. So we have quite young people here from college and also high school going on. And my message this morning is come and see. Come and see. You know, when you say, how about say like this, come and see. You might wonder like, don't be scared. Come and see. There's a power into it. So I'm invite you to 2023 to come and see what the Lord has provided for you. For these few hours which are left, I pray to God that we can all make it, so that way 2023 we're much closer to his second coming. I asked that question about 16 and 20, but before I go there, let me read the scripture reading. Job 22, verse 21. Submit to God and you will have peace. Then things will go well for you. There's another translation back there in Africa. It says, know God well. You may have peace. Thereby, the good will come unto you. If you did not hear anything else this morning, this is good enough to carry you to 2023. Now, young people are so excited. Sister Jean was busy with their Sabbath school and they were singing, giving verses and all that. And then the young people, we came here, so glad I had the piano when I was sitting up here. God bless you, sister. I was with young people who was conducting music. But before we're going to come and see, I want to make sure, young people, you don't sleep until you hear this. And also, please don't laugh at me. It was the year 1984. Most of you, you are not born yet. That's why I was asking the age there. Why do I know the year? Because 1983, there was a famous artist, musician. His name was Michael Jackson. Yeah, I had one gloves too. '84, I was in Dallas, Texas. We used to call it the Big D. And please don't go and search, because I know you young people. With the computer, immediately you're gonna go and check out this. It is very true. I'm not gonna give you all the clues, but don't sleep. I happened to be invited, but one of the uprising star, and on that album, my name was there. And the song number 6 was written for me. I'm gonna just call the artist M, so you won't go and search. Guess what? It was Friday evening. It was the time to release the album. And guess who was the escorting gentleman? In a tuxedo and one gloves, of course. I told you I remember because it was just a year after that. Red carpet, limo, everything. I thought I was on the top of the world. I thought I've just made it. Then we came to the red carpet. Bouncers were here and there. Something happened to me. Sister Jean, I start hearing those songs. Jesus loves me, this I know. It is Friday night. My dad is a pastor. Worked for the gospel for over 40 years. And now, here I am, invited, excited. I could not get out of the car, I was shaking. And my wife, you got to excuse me. But she said, why are you scared? I thought you could do this and this and that. And I said, I'm okay, I can do it. But I could not. Went to the red carpet, went inside, loud. People paid to come and see. But there's one person there. By the way, she was also an Adventist too. Young people, you have a choice to make. When you're in college, when you're alone in your dormitory, when you are invited to go to places, just remember, for me, the music was still ringing on my head. Jesus loves me, this I know. And I was so shaking, I went through, but I could not go in. I had to go back and sit on the car. They came after me, what's wrong with you? Somebody else had to take my part and do it and continue with the music. That was the end of fame. But guess what? God had blessed me with a wonderful wife. Children. Look, I have the whole church as my family. By the way, that album, It never went anywhere. It remained in history. Come and do what? And see. Young people, and that's what this scripture reading, I read the very beginning so you can understand. Submit to God and you will have peace. Then things will go well for you. Now, when you look on the scripture, those on the teleconference, John 1, verse 35 to 51, there's a message there. John 1, verse 35 to 51, those who can follow, there's something very important you got to see and hear. I know you have read many times, but this morning before the end of the year, I want to read it again. And I'll also share something with you. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. I'm talking about John the Baptist here. His disciples followed Jesus. Jesus saw them following and asked them, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophet also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said, "Did you say Nazareth? Really? Did you just say Nazareth, or you said it somewhere else?" "Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Can anything good out of Vista? Can we count on you?" Young people, everyone, can God say, "I have somebody there in Vista Church. There's someone there before the end of the year. I saw you there. Come and see," said Philip. You know, he didn't say, "Come and see." He said, "Come and see." You know, when you're excited about something, it shows. I always like when people have birthdays, children, how they're so excited. They look at the cake and everything, you know. If you ask them their name, they'll give you a name right there. He said, "Come and do what? And see." When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God." He asked him, "Is it because I saw you there?" What does it take this morning for you to believe that Jesus is coming soon? I just said 2022 was a long year. You know, some people did not make it. I was giving children message a couple weeks ago. Anybody remember my children message was, what was it about? I had all kind of things up here. beautiful shirts and jays and everything. What did I talk about? Aha. We talk about the World Cup. Eventually somebody won. You know, over my house, somebody cried for joy. Actually cried. I'm not putting this up. The person who brought the trophy over here, he actually cried because his favorite person won the what? The cup. People are busy looking at the TV. I wonder how many people are watching that morning. Some people didn't even go to work. But guess what? Just 2 days ago, my young brother was in the van. He says, guess what? The legendary Pelé had passed away. He did not make it to 2023. So God is good. God is so nice to us. He brought us this far. Do not disappoint him. Young people, that's why I even shared that story with you, to encourage you that keep coming to church. Stay in the church. One day where everything else seems not so sure, you'll see the light. You are the King of Israel. Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see greater things than that. He added, I tell you the truth. You shall see heaven open and the angel of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. That's Nathaniel. He just said, yes, you are what? You are the Son of God. Another message this morning, which is important, you should also hear. The Samaritan woman at the well. John 4, verse 1 to 42. Take your time one day and do what? And read that. You will see something. Who were the Samaritan woman at the well? Could it be you this morning? Could it be you this morning? Have you found Jesus yet? Make sure this year 2022 does not end before you find Jesus in your life. The few hours which are left, make sure you have found Jesus on your side. Though we're not told the woman's name, for years she has often been misunderstood because of her sexual history. 5 marriages were not the result of her choice. If we knew her situation, maybe our judgment would have been different. We got divorce, death, cultural exploitation, we don't know. She says, I can see that you are a prophet. Jesus does not condemn us, start by simply acknowledging what you have said is true. Now let me read verse 10 to 20. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God, who is it that asks you for a drink? You will have asked him, and he will have given you a living water. Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring welling up to eternal life. You see, when the disciples went to Samaria with Jesus, they were looking for food. They were hungry. It was a long day. They've gone to town to look for what? For food. Then Jesus went to this well. And he asked this lady for what? For just a water. But guess what she says? You are what? You are a Jew. And I'm what? I'm a Samaritan. How can we mingle? How can I help you? You know, we have a lot of work to do. And that's why I like the Vista Church. Because here you are welcome. You know, I don't want to point fingers to anybody. But there are some other churches you are not welcome. You know, for the benefit of our visitors, I come from Tanzania, that's in Africa. And sometimes your accent, you almost have to listen very carefully in order to understand. You know. So when you are asked to go to speak, you have to work very hard to make sure you can be understood. But I think for the Vista Church, I think their members, the pastor, that everyone is welcome here. This church was opened in 1949, and have not been closed since then. We are here to be a witness that 2023 is just around the corner. And it's amazing how we have even more people than when you began in January 1st of 2022. God bless you for being here this morning. Jesus promised her living water, the water of life. You know what she said in verse 24? Our Father washed on this mountain, but you Jew claim the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus declared, believe me, woman, a time is coming when you worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. Yet the time is coming and has now come when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. That's what she said to Jesus. She actually mentioned, you Jews, you say that we'll have to go to worship where? In Jerusalem. But the time is coming where, wherever you are, you will worship in truth and what? In spirit. That will make the difference. Yes, we can come to church. But do you come to church with your heart open? You know, since COVID, those who remember, many people have not returned to the church. He said to say that. Just yesterday, I met a friend. And I thought, you know, tomorrow we're going to church. He says, you know, I feel so embarrassed because since COVID, I haven't gone back. So I asked him, what is wrong? He says, you know what? I just feel comfortable at home. You know, the time is coming where a pastor will preach the last sermon. The choir will sing the last song. Even the prayer of the church will be the last what? Prayer. You're going to come and knock at the door. There's nobody there. Know God well. And have peace. And the good will do what? Will come to you. In 1912, something dramatically happened. I'm sure young people in history and everybody knows. A big ship from England to New York, carrying over 3,000 people. The Titanic. Full of excited people. There were all kinds of people inside that ship. But let me read this. Reverend John Harper, the Titanic last hero, was a Scottish Baptist pastor who died in the sinking of the RMS Titanic in the Atlantic Ocean. To be exactly, April 14th, 1912. At the time of the Titanic disaster, couple were 39, a widow with a six-year-old daughter, and Jesse. He called her Nana. And pastor of Walworth Road Baptist Church in London, he was traveling with his daughter and niece Jesse W. Leach to Chicago to preach for several weeks at the Mood Church, where he had been a guest minister previous fall. When the ship hit the iceberg on the night of the 14th, April 1912, and was lost, his daughter and niece were put on a lifeboat and survived. But Harper stayed behind, jumping into the water as the ship began to sink. Some who survived told the Harper preach the gospel to the end, especially Acts 16, verse 31. They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." There was a young man there. As the ship was going down, Harper had gone back and forth on hallways, telling people, "Believe in God, you will be what? You will be saved." He had his life jacket. As he was going back down one more time, he met a young man. He asked him, "Are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ?" You know what the young man said? "Who is he? Who is he?" The pastor John took his life jacket and he gave to the young man, put on. He said, "That is the way. Where you are going, you will need Jesus." So at this morning, the message is very simple. 2023 is just around the corner. You will need a life jacket. If you don't know Christ now, you will need him where you're going. The young man, tears on his eyes, explaining what happened after he came, survived, read, and understood the gospel. But John Harper went down as one of the heroes of the Titanic. Maybe we don't hear much about it. But I pray this morning that 2023 will be a special year for you. Yes, I told you a story, young people, about the decisions you have to make, because you are going to face the decisions. You have to decide, are you going to be a fame or you're going to have Jesus with you? Nathaniel said, "Yesra." After he was called, Philip insisted, "Come and see." The Samaritan woman, you know what she did? She went and gathered her whole community. Her message was very simple. Come and do what? And see. The men who have told everything about me. This morning, what else do you need? You have everything you need. I pray to God that 2023 will be a special year for you. And thank you so much for worshiping with us this morning here at Vista Church. Pastor Elson will be back next week with a PowerPoint and much, much more. So we are looking forward for these few hours. May God continue to bless you this morning. Thank you so much. Can we stand up? And we are going to sing song number 626. song number 626, in a little while, we are going home.